always keep going. There's been times, particularly early in my career, where it just feels like this is the end. But what I've come to find out is that no matter what happens, the storm eventually ends. And when the storm does end, you want to make sure that you're ready.
I don't care how good you are in anything. You don't have discipline. You ain't nobody.
Right.
You're nothing without discipline. Because you give up under the slightest struggle without discipline.
100%. And that has to be something that you also learn from Cuss as well.
I don't know what discipline is. I don't know what discipline is. He told me discipline is doing what you hate to do, but do it like you love it.
You know what else adds up? The positive things. The good moves. The small sacrifices that you make to do things right. The adjustments needed to correct problems. The daily discipline required to get you where you want to get to. Those little positive things add up too.
Like, I think everything about discipline. Everything about discipline and every day. And every day, like, you know, train, sleep, eat, repeat.
For me, it's not a big deal. I do it in a comfortable way, in a happy way. Yeah. For me, it's not sacrifice, you say, yeah. Sometimes you don't want to go to the gym. Of course, no. Sometimes I don't go to the gym. Like, but I go because I have a compromise with myself. But I'm not go happy every day. You think I'm wake up off the bed every day happy or with my wife or with my kids? Sometimes I'm not. But it's part of the overtime. We are both the same. We feel this every time.
You say the emotionally immature man seeks out motivation to do something hard one time. The emotionally mature man uses discipline to do something hard 1,000 times.
They add up so slowly that you don't really notice the results. Right? One day in the gym is basically imperceivable. 2 days in the gym, you don't recognize any change whatsoever. 100 days in the gym, and you're almost a new person. Right? You've seen those before and after pictures. One day of playing guitar, you can barely play one chord. 100 days of practicing guitar, and you can play literally almost any song. An hour of writing, and you've got a short, kind of junky, 1,000-word essay. 100 hours of writing, and you got yourself a whole book. So we let these things slip. Because it takes so long to see the progress, we let them slip.
I think you need really consistency in anything if you want to do it well in life. I mean, I feel I always have to express gratitude for having the life that I have. But there are mornings that I'll feel so bad and demotivated and just lack of inspiration to travel, to play tennis. Mm. I want to be back home. I want to be with my children. I want to be with my wife. You know, I want to live a normal life, so to say. You know, but then you have to overcome that, you know? And it all starts and ends with your mind. And I think if you're very clear with yourself, what is it that you truly want? What's the purpose? I think that's the fundamental question, you know, that needs to be answered.
Yep.
But I think that the clarity helps set up kind of the routines, the daily goals.
To mention again, the most important thing is to have a routine, consistency, not obsession. Good. Don't be like Cristiano, because Cristiano is crazy. Okay.
Decades going to go by and they're going to see things and feel things differently and realize that time was absolutely wasted and you will never get it back.
You have to be the champ before you become the champ. You have the lifestyle.
Yes, it's have to become your lifestyle and everything here in mental, you know, yeah. Everything about mental, you know, it's like people ask me like, when you become champion, what you feel like, and I said, no, in my mind, I was always champion.
Figure it out, man. It's just piece by piece, and it's the consistency of the work, which I feel like a lot of parents are missing today because we're not teaching that to our kids. We tend to say like kids don't want to do the work, but in reality, it's when we're failing them because we're not leading them the right way and teaching them,
yeah,
you know, how to fish, you know what I mean? And so like the consistency of work, Monday, get better, Tuesday, get better? When does they get better? Right. And you do that over a period of time, you know, not like 1 month or 2 months. I mean, it's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. And then you, you know, you can get to where you want to go.
Yeah. I can't remember. I think it was Bill Gates who was talking about that. He talks about how, like, we overestimate what we can do in 1 year and underestimate what we can do in 10 years.
What does discipline really mean? You know, besides waking up early, and how do I employ it to all aspects of my life? What does it really mean?
Yes, discipline, it does start with waking up early. It really does. But that is just the beginning. And I always say that discipline is the root of all good qualities. But you have to absolutely apply it to things outside of just waking up early. It's everything. It's working out every day, making yourself stronger and faster and more flexible and healthier. Discipline is eating the right foods to fuel your system. It's about disciplining your emotions so you can make good decisions. It's about having the discipline to control your ego so your ego doesn't get out of hand and control you. It's about treating people the way you would want to be treated, and doing the tasks that you don't necessarily want to do, but that you know will help you or help your team. It's about facing your fears. It takes discipline to face your fears so you can conquer them. And that's what discipline is. Discipline means taking the hard road, the uphill road, to do what's right for yourself and for other people. It's so often the easy path that calls to us to be weak for that moment, to break down for that moment, to give in to the desire and the short-term gratification. But the discipline will not allow that. The discipline calls for strength and fortitude and will. It won't accept weakness. It won't tolerate another breakdown. The discipline can seem like it's your worst enemy. But the reality is, discipline is your best friend. It will take care of you like nothing else can. And it'll put you on that path. The path to strength and health and intelligence and happiness. And most importantly, it'll put you on that path to freedom.
Most people don't have that kind of self-control and discipline. They don't have to. All most people have to do is, when the alarm goes off, get up, wash yourself, brush your teeth, eat something, go to work, do whatever minimal amount you have to do to keep that job, and then on the bathroom breaks and whenever no one's looking, look through your phone, be distracted, come home, watch Netflix, go to sleep, repeat. That's most people. You have to control your mind. You have to be able, like, if your mind starts getting anxious, okay, I know we're getting weird, it's time to work out. Okay, I know maybe we should meditate. Maybe we should do this. Maybe we should do that. Don't just keep scrolling.
Do you ever wake up and you're saying, I don't want to do it today?
I fight against that. You know, it's the big challenge. It's when you're not willing to do something, but you have to do it. This is the main point. This is why I say our mind, it's a box of surprises, and you have to challenge yourself to be consistent. I repeat, sometimes it's hard. It's what many people say, you like to go to the gym every day. Of course not. It's not true. Nobody likes to go to the gym every day. But you have to do it.
It's easy to give up.
Hell yeah.
It's the easiest thing in the world to do. All right, man, I'm done. I ain't going. I ain't going to keep going.
Yeah,
I don't feel like going to work. I'm done.
Yeah, man.
It's easy. It's very easy. But what's hard is going, yo, yesterday I got nothing from working as hard as I could. Nothing happened from that. I'm going to do the same thing again today, but I'm going to try to go harder. That's the hardest thing in the world. Mm-hmm. To get up every day and give 100% and be in the same position that you were each day, but mentally know that you're trying and trying and trying. That's a real grind.
There is no perfect time to start. You got to start now with changing your life. We're all being tested in life. And guess what? This is one test you can't cheat on. We all have our own test. Some of us are obese. Some of us are depressed. Some of us are insecure. In the military, we have this big old rucksack on the back. Had batteries, water, extra gear. Your extra gear is the you're dealing with in life. And the only way to overcome it is for you and you alone to face it. You have to do your best work when you're the least motivated. So those days you don't want to do it, guess what you gotta do? You gotta suck it the f*** up and do it. Stay hard.
People wanna know where I find my strength at, where I get my strength. I get it from a lot of places, but right now, this morning, I'm getting it from, there's not a car, there's not a person. Everybody's in their bed, sleep, dreading that it's a Monday, hating it's a Monday, and I'm loving it. I'm loving that where everybody's getting weaker, I'm getting stronger. It's not about the running, the swimming, the push-ups, the sit-ups. It's about what those things do for your mentality. You don't get better on a daggone couch. You get better by coming out here and getting the f*** after it every daggone day. Stay hard.
You have emotional maturity. You realize that some days you're not going to sleep well. Some days you're going to wake up and you've got your schedule and everything's planned out and the poop hits the fan. You got to eat those sandwiches, right? And whether things go well or not that day, the emotionally mature man will still do what he has to do to stack his wins, to focus on his purpose. Whereas the emotionally immature man will say, well, I didn't sleep well. I had nightmares, so I'll stay in bed. I didn't sleep well, or it's raining outside. It's cold outside. I don't feel good. I just woke up and the airplanes hit the World Trade Center, so I guess I have to change my pattern of life. You have to stay the course no matter what. And it takes a high level of emotional maturity because your emotions dictate your motion, like what you're going to do. And so if you have emotional maturity, you're more likely to lean into discipline when things are suboptimal. If you lack emotional maturity, then how you feel determines what you do next, which is very damaging to outcome-driven humans.
Discipline is great. Motivation is great. But if you can't fit your brain because it's all cluttered, there's no discipline. You may have it sometimes when it fits in that crowded garage of your mind, but you don't have the consistency that you need to have with that discipline.
So what are you talking about here? Are you saying doing self-work and reflecting on you as an individual? Are you doing therapy?
I call it mental zones. I don't get into it much because it would be here all day. But basically, is you're organizing your mind so you can put that discipline. So a lot of people talk about discipline. Okay, great. Why do you fall off the fucking wagon? Why can't I continue with this routine? Going to the gym, being better, waking up early, eating the right foods. It's because maybe it's your kids, maybe it's your wife, maybe it's your job, and it's all just stuffed in your brain. You don't have it compartmentalized and organized in these nice shelves. Like you look in the garage, it's all a nice, organized, militant garage. Hey, where are my dumbbells? Right there. A lot of people whose brain, hey, where's my dumbbells? Let me look. They're fucking it. They're looking through totes. They're all fucked up. They think it's a permanent fix. They think it's something that is a constant. They think that maybe once I get it, I'm going to hold on to it. And that's the thing about that I was telling you, that I always talk about. It's nothing is permanent. Nothing is permanent. And a lot of times you have to learn to perform without motivation. You have to learn to perform without purpose. You have to learn to perform a lot of different things. And that's what people think. They think I need to have this motivation to work out, to study, to be better. So if they don't have it, they just don't do it. And that's where you fail. You have to learn to train your mind well beyond motivation. If you have motivation, that's great. That's some kindling to the fire. All it takes is a little bit of spark and you can burn the whole forest up. But motivation, you have to learn to exist without it. You have to learn to be, you have to be your best self when you're least motivated. And that's the tricky part about all that. Motivation is just a word. You have to have these different things in your mind on where you want to go and know that motivation is not going to get me there. Because I'm not going to always be motivated.
Jocko said the exact same thing. He said that discipline eats motivation for breakfast. You don't have to feel good about it. You just have to keep going. The feeling will pass, but you will remain. You are greater than your feelings. Going to bed late and waking up early to work for a few days won't kill you. You're not going to burn out. You're doing what it takes. If you're one of those people that push work-life balance, just remember, the people who like working a lot don't care. I've never regretted trying harder at anything ever. Hard times last long, but an epic story feels like a lifetime.
And then just work like hell. I mean, you just have to put in, you know, 80 to 100 hour weeks every week. That all those things improve the odds of success. I mean, if other people are putting in 40-hour work weeks and you're putting in 100-hour work weeks, then even if you're doing the same thing, you know that in 1 year you will achieve what they achieve. You will achieve in 4 months what it takes them a year to achieve.
You don't make men safe by making them weak. In fact, they're much more dangerous when they're weak because they'll stab you in the back when they get the chance. Or take advantage of you when they get the chance. You make men safe, let's say, by making them strong and then by making sure that they're disciplined.
Mentally, I'm training for life. I'm not training for to lift 400 pounds. And I found out on my own pretty much is that through this, through discipline, through self-discipline, through repetition, through tons of repetition, the same thing that you don't want to do. And that's the key thing. Through repetition of things you don't want to do, you develop mental like an armor for your mind. Start to armor your mind because your mind's like, okay, we suffer every day. It's what we do. We do stuff that sucks every day. So then when the suck stuff comes, you're ready for it. And that's how I started coming up. You know, I just started being very uncomfortable. Now it's like just a way of life.
It's a crazy thing to figure out though. It's like that you figured it out, and you didn't just figure it out, you embraced it. Like when you were talking about your senior year of high school, when you're talking about your mirror being your accountability mirror, like you had a radical shift. Mm-hmm. Like you just decided to not be a fucking loser. Right. And to start tightening up and start holding yourself accountable and get ready for things.
The confidence comes from preparation. You know, so when the game's on the line, I'm not asking myself to do something that I haven't done thousands of times before. Right? So when I prepare, I know what I'm capable of doing, I know what I'm comfortable doing, and I know what I'm not comfortable doing. Right? And so in those moments, if it looks like I'm ice cold or not nervous, it's because I've done it thousands of times before. So it's one more time.
It's like people don't make excuses. Some of the best athletes, the greatest athletes in the world, do things when they're uncomfortable. You know, everybody can compete when they're feeling good, happy, excited, rested. But it's the best people who can overcome when they're tired, sore, not in the great mind, you know, not in the best mindset. And I think mental power that the greatest athletes have can push all the pain aside.
Set a time to train, train at that time. Set a time to go to sleep at that time. Set a time to get up at that time. Don't tell yourself you need to do something and then don't do it. That's what I was talking about with Ariel. I knew in my head I was saying, get up at this time. I got up. I didn't get up at that time. Train at this time. I didn't train at that time. Don't eat this. I ate that. Don't drink that. I drank it. And these all just infiltrate my mental strength.
Just little kind of defeats.
Exactly. Little defeats instead of wins. And it just culminates into, oh, and you just don't want to be here. So I'm just feeling myself out like I've never felt myself.
How can you hand self-discipline? The rule number one is to get vitamin N.
Vitamin N?
Yes. That's the rule number one. You need to inject yourself with vitamin N.
N is for?
N is to learn to say no.
Everything I've ever done in my life, I didn't want to do. Everything, every day. I'm a lazy piece of... And I'm one of the hardest working people to ever step foot on this planet Earth. And I'm saying that very proudly because I know what I do. It's not cocky. I'll tell you I'm stupid. And I'll also tell you the exact opposite of what I've done. It's the truth. It is the truth.
O2, you wake up on a morning, it's cold, it's mm-hmm. wet, it's dark, you've got no cartilage in your knee, you've mm-hmm. got shitty shorts, whatever it is that's the issue today.
Keep talking.
You've got these problems, right?
I need you to keep talking about what you were just saying.
It's warm on the couch. That's your it. Missus says stay in
that's
bed.
It.
It's comfy. That's it's cozy. It. You've got it. Work later on. You had an argument last night. You're slightly hungover.
God, I know every ain't going to do what I'm going to do. So this is how you level up. That's how you level up. I know there's a whole bunch of people with that right there. That fires me up. That makes me happy, what you just said. That brings joy to my life right there.
Why?
Because I know there's so many people that have the ability and just refuse to get off that couch. Refuse to study a few more hours. Refuse to go deeper, to go further. And that's where I gain the advantage. It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely. You talk about that you were kind of, you know, lonely by yourself. I was the same way. And that used to hurt me growing up.
I wanted to do something that nobody had ever done before. I wanted to be the greatest of all time. I went 5 straight years without missing a single day of workout, 365 days a year. Every single day I was in the water. And in the sport of swimming, when you miss one day, it takes you 2 days to get back. So I was already that much, I was continuing to build on that throughout that time. There are days you're not gonna wanna do it, sure. I mean, everybody has those days. But it's what you do on those days that help you move forward.
Dying, I think a lot of people just, they see you run and they say, oh, it looks so easy, you really look effortless. But before it gets to that point, it's hard, it's like hard work. It's day in, day out, sacrifice, day in, day out. Just dying, this time when you run and you just want to stop, you just want to give up, like, to hell with this, I just want to go home. This day when you get up and you know what, you have a training today, you know it's going to be intense and you're like, oh God, I don't want to go today, but you got to go. And it's so hard and a lot of people don't know. My coach always says, in a couple of years, we're not going to have any track because you're going to take all of it home.
We are not used to seeing you suffering.
That's why you guys are here. Show the true story, innit?
This here is the reality? Do you mean that the competition is not the reality?
Listen, the work is behind the scenes. Competition is the easy part. Behind the scenes is where the work is done. Everything is done to get to that one race that you need to run.
But you have to have a discipline to sometimes you have to sacrifice loved ones in order to be great because they don't understand. And that's okay. They don't understand what it means to, like, I am getting up every single day at 5 or 6 a.m. And when I get home after everyone leaves the gym, I'm going to take a nap. So now you're sacrificing your loved ones because you're not spending time with them. And when I wake up, I'm probably going to train again. And then I'm going to have dinner. And then I'm going to bed. And I'm going to do that every single day for a long period of time.
We don't rise to the standards we have when others are watching. We fall to the standards we have when no one is watching. The only work that really matters is the work that no one sees. It shows you who you really are rather than who you say you are. Most of your competition quits after the first sign of difficulty because they've never known what hard feels like. If it's hard for you, it's hard for everyone. And most people avoid hard things, which is why you can beat most people by just trying.
The vast majority of successful people have one thing in common, which is they're consistent. And consistency, you cannot see in a snapshot. You can't see consistency in a soundbite. You can't see consistency in a reel. And so consistency is one of those things I think you talked about, unlearnable lessons. I think they are difficult to learn without large amounts of exposure. And so those, and I think those are the types of lessons that become unlearnable, is that you need large amounts of exposure in order to encapsulate the lesson itself. And so trying is one of those.
What do you do on the days when you're just not feeling it?
Those days. Those days when I'm tired or worn out or just basically sick of the grind. What do I do on those days? I go anyways. I get it done, even if I'm just going through the motions. I go through the motions. I don't really want to work out. I work out. I really don't want to hammer on a project. I hammer on the project. Don't really want to get up and get out of bed. Yeah, I get up and get out of bed. Now, these could be signals that you need some time off. And those signals might be right. They could be correct. But don't take today off. Not today. Wait until tomorrow. Don't give in to the immediate gratification that is whispering in your ear. Shut that down. Do not listen to that little voice. Instead, go through the motions. Lift the weights. Sprint the hill. Work on the project. Get out of bed. Now, as an overall rule, I do not like procrastination. You need to get things done. If you are going to rest, that is one thing that you should procrastinate on. That's the one thing I want you to put off until tomorrow. And if, when tomorrow comes, you still feel like you need to rest or you need to take a break, then okay. Take it. But the chances are you won't. You won't need that rest. Chances are you will realize that the desire to rest was just weakness. It was just the desire to take the path of least resistance, the downhill path, the easy path. And by simply going through the motions, you overcame that path. And you stayed on the righteous path, the disciplined path. You stayed on the war path, which is right where you know that you belong.
What if? A lot of times I'll be in a 200 mile run or something like that, and I'm all jacked up. Body's broken, mind's broken, spirit's broken. I start to say, what if I can pull this off? When I first walked into the Navy SEAL recruiter's office, he looked at me and said, there's only been 35 African Americans in 70 years make it through. You know what I said to myself? What if I can be the 36th? It's the what if I can pull off a miracle. What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be? And just that, just me talking about that, I have the hair going up on my arms because it makes me just like, what if I can be that guy that people who call and this and that, and now I'm speaking at Tom Ferry's event. What if? That's it.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.